It probably has, because
I don't even remember my daddy buying flour in a barrel. I don't believe we ever had a flour barrel. He bought it in 25-pound sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in a barrel at home.
You did?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We had a barrel, flour barrel. But I don't remember ever him buying one.
25-pound sacks. Mm-hmm. You must have baked a lot of bread, did you?
Oh, yeah. We baked a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes me hungry just to think about it.
Better than homemade bread?
Isn't that the truth? I'm with you there.
And churned butter.
Right. Well, I haven't had any of that in so long, I don't think I'd even know what it tasted like. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Gallon jugs.
All right.
Sometimes in a churn, like that.
Okay. What about lard?
Lard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they usually in a gallon can, you know, sometimes that came in a 5-pound bucket, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it a stand? Mm-hmm. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. You ever call anything else? Maybe you better check this to see if we're coming through all right.
I didn't know you had it running on it.
All right, I guess we're okay then. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
The lines, the rein.
All right, what would you do if they didn't go fast and you told them to?
Click it over them, I guess.
Click Pop what?
Click the reins.
What else? Would you ever use anything?
A whip, probably.
Okay. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
bag.
All right. Use Pep any sack. Other terms?
Paper sack.
Sack. Or anything else?
A basket.
Basket. Or? Ever a poke?
I don't ever call it that.
Have you heard
of
it? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Who calls it that you know? Call it a poke.
I don't remember.
Is it a country's term or is it a city term or what is it?
I really couldn't tell.
I've heard it called poke too.
Mm-hmm. So what you got in the poke?
Uh-huh. It may be just in particular sections that they use.
I have heard it, but I don't remember when.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In 5 and 10 pounds. I believe you could get that in 25-pound sacks, too.
Okay. Was it ever packaged in anything that you might call a meal sack?
Well, they were cloth sacks. Well, I guess they were sugar sacks.
Uh-huh. That were made of cloth?
Mm-hmm. Made of cloth, because you could take them and wash the dye out and pull the string all the way around, and you'd have a pretty square. And I remember Mama used to make handkerchiefs for Daddy.
Because
if it was real hot, summer day, he'd tie one around his neck or something.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they also have rather large sections of material that you could use even for dresses or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah. Chicken feed used to come in real pretty size.
Uh-huh.
We'd take them and make aprons.
I've seen some dresses that were, you know, like pinafores that were very attractive that were made out of this. What do you call that bag or sack potatoes? What do you call that bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Just a bag of potatoes.
Just a bag. What about feed or seed?
100-pound sack of feed.
And manure? Anything else for a sack of that?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it a toe sack? Mm. Or a crocus sack?
A crocus sack, but they don't make them anymore.
What are they?
They're old plastic things now. It's horrible.
What does crocus mean?
Crocus sack is that burlap.
Oh,
burlap-looking material.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't make them anymore?
No, they're not. Well, the last fertilizer that my brother bought, we had a hobo suckle. And he tied it up, you know, and put it on the end of a stick and came down to our suckle. And I said, what in the world is that? He said, that's a new crocus sack. He said, they don't make a good sack anymore. It's old plastic thing.
Uh-huh.
Can't wash them and save them anymore.
Uh-huh.
You could, you know, use them for seed and wheat and corn.